Yes, just reminding you that 086 1800 658 is our text or WhatsApp number on Late Lunch this afternoon. You can call in as well on 1850 715 958 if you'd like to comment on anything or contribute to the show. Somebody asking us, who is that singing that absolutely wonderful song on Late Lunch this afternoon, Jerry? That was Teresa McKenna, and the song is called Impossible. She is brilliant, and it is a wonderful song. Thank you for your message there, and that's who it is. Watch this space for that young woman. Now, my next guest was recently elected president of Drogheda Chamber, bridging a substantial gap since a woman last wore the chains of office. Shona McManus is owner and CEO of Osborne, a thriving recruitment business, who I'm sure wants to put her stamp on and leave her mark on Chamber during her term in office. And I want to welcome her to Late Lunch. Shona, it's great to see you.
Thanks, Jerry. Great to see you again too.
Thank you for joining me. True to say, I think you're only the third woman, is it, in history to be president.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure and big shoes to follow and fill, etc. as well. And following on from Paddy Callaghan's seat as president last year for his 12 months, I mean, he did a substantial amount as well. So I've got a lot of great presidents to follow.
Now, you are in the Northeast and you're familiar with the Northeast. You're about 15 years or so here in business,
right,
and that you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
But you're a real newcomer to the Chamber.
I am.
You really just joined and got this job. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, in terms of, I've been living in the area for about 15 years, around the area between Clarehead and Drogheda. But most recently, we opened a business here just 3 years ago. And I made a personal decision to stay here within this area. So once I made that personal decision and weighed up all the pros and cons of living in Drogheda and its fantastic location, etc., I made the decision and the commitment to stay here and raise my family here. And then we opened a business here as well. So we already had a head office in City Centre. We had one in Blanchardstown. And so it made sense, very strategic decision, open one in Drogheda close to the house and close to the schools. But it was a fantastic decision to make. So, with all of that, we've been involved from the Osborne business. We've been heavily involved in the Drogheda Chamber. My colleagues in our Drogheda team and office have been sitting on the council and been involved there. I got involved with the Chamber through the SkillNet initiative, which we came in and discussed with you previously.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Linda. Linda is the manager. Linda Ennis is the manager for SkillNet under the Drogheda Chamber. So when we were doing the recruitment process around SkillNet, I then ended up getting involved in the Chamber, and then I was asked to stay on in the Chamber, Paddy Callaghan, and I had a couple of conversations and I spoke with the council, etc. So yeah, so whilst I'm quite new being so involved, I've always been in the background with the Chamber.
I understand.
Yeah. And we'd also be involved in many other chambers as well. So
yes.
For example, we're involved in Dundalk Chamber, the Fingal Chamber, Dublin City Centre Chamber, American Chambers, etc. So they're within our day-to-day business life. So it's not brand new, but being this involved is definitely brand new. Yeah.
You've picked a good year.
I don't know that I picked the year, but yeah, FLA coming to Drogheda. Fantastic.
Business has to be up. Yes.
It's so exciting. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. The FLA is going to be fantastic for our region. You know, what are the numbers being quoted? 400,000 people over the length of the week, the 12th to the 19th of August. It's going to be fantastic. And even for all the locals to get downtown, to get involved, to promote Drogheda, to elevate Drogheda, to welcome people to Drogheda so they come back again, and that people get to see what a great place Drogheda actually is, as well as enjoy the fantastic music. I mean, traditional Irish music is in my family. Personally, it's not in my day-to-day life, but I can't wait to get down to experience some of it and get a flavour of some of it. You know, it's fantastic and such amazing culture. We're blessed to have it here, to be coming to Drogheda.
It's so true. Now, you're only finding your feet because you're not that long on the job and you're getting to grips with this, that and the other. Is it too early to ask you, you know, what your vision, or do you see any things, have you a plan that you'd like to work on over your term of office?
I do. I mean, obviously, we're working through things at the moment, and we're getting to myself, and there's a new council in place at the minute. So, and our council team, or our executive team under the council, the Chamber Council, is a blend of people who've been there for a length of time and brand new people. So between us all, we're opening up all the boxes. We're looking at everything under each of what we call our pillars or dimensions. And there's so many areas to Chamber that needs to be addressed. Everything from lobbying to our marketing, our branding, our membership services, our number of members even in the area, our collaboration with other relevant chambers like Dundalk, for etc., our Meath colleagues as well that we need to collaborate with. So we're starting to have those meetings. We're starting to open up all the boxes and see what exactly has been done to date. There is some fantastic things that have been done by the Drogheda Chamber, and most of which not many people know about. There's been fantastic initiatives led and driven out from the Chamber, and that's one thing we definitely need to get better at, I believe. And I think, you know, maybe sometimes in even overall terms of Drogheda, sometimes we need to get better generally and talking about all the good positive stuff we have going on down here. It's amazing what's happening here, or up here I should say, and we need to get really good at promoting that and putting it out there to people for everyone to understand what's happening. So definitely that's in my agenda. I have a local and a regional vision and objective, and also more feeding into than overall national plans as well, which I've got my head around now, and I've had a number of meetings around recently, you know, so between myself and my colleagues on the council, we're really working our strategy around what the national plan is, what the regional plan is. And for example, Heather Humphreys was down on the 13th of July. She announced the 2040 plan. In there, Drogheda and Dundalk are listed as one of the four or five towns that will actually get focus and budget, etc. And through that, there's the M1 corridor is now coming to light. So we're working in line with our colleagues in Dundalk Chamber in relation to that. And there's a whole project around the M1 corridor. That's going to be a key focus for us in terms of our strategy moving forward, amongst many other things, you know. So we're, Jerry, to answer your question, I could keep talking all day, but to answer your question, there's so much happening already in the space of a month. But we've done a lot. We've a lot more to do, and we will firm up a strategy. We're working through it at the minute, and then we're going to communicate it to everybody what it is that the Drogheda Chamber will be doing in the next 3 to 5 years.
Is it a challenge? You have Osborne as your baby, and it's a big business and a lot of people working there and a lot of people coming to you as well. Is that a challenge for somebody when you become involved in the macro picture with something like a chamber, that you don't lose sight of the ball back home?
It can be, especially in the early days, and you have to be very careful of that. I mean, right now, obviously, because I'm learning myself and I'm absorbing so much and having so many meetings with people, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into something like the Chamber, for myself and for all the council members. And it is a voluntary position for everybody that's adding in, except for a couple of people that work in the office, and that is a small team of people. So it's very much supported by the council members. But Irene, Brenda and Sandra in the office there, they're absolutely stellar. They're fantastic in the office and getting things done. So yeah, I have to be really careful of my time. Right now it's taken up a good bit of time, but I see that easing off. I think that's just learning, bedding in, teething problems, not even problems, just time that's required. The business, Osborne, is obviously number one. But generally speaking, working with the chamber, any of the chambers, and working at a local, regional and national level, it's good for the business, it's good for the economy, it's good for jobs moving. And that's what we're all about, is recruitment, people and jobs, making sure there's good job opportunities in all the locations that we are in. So Osborne as a business has, as I said, has our office here in Drogheda. We service a whole M1 corridor from that Drogheda office. So our prerogative is to ensure that there's good employers and that there's good skill sets on both sides of the table in this area, you know. So it's a juggle, but it's very, very they do complement each other quite well, in fairness.
Give a busy woman a task, that's what they say, and she will get it done. And
yes,
this woman,
with
I
the
know
help
will.
Of a good team.
I do know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about Seana McManus, who you are and your background.
Okay,
you began in the recruitment game. It seems I've just been doing a little research on you, that recruitment has been your life from 2000. Yes,
yeah, it has. Yeah, and before that, I was in hospitality. So I did hotel management. I actually trained with the Westbury Hotel initially. So fantastic grounding for anybody, even graduates and students out there at the minute, fantastic grounding to get into hospitality for a couple of years, to get good customer service training and good hard work ethic as well within the industry. And it's a very rewarding industry, the hospitality industry. But when I decided that it was time for me to move on from the hospitality and the hotel industry, I moved into recruitment. It was recommended to me by a HR manager at the time, who knew that I loved dealing with people, but I also loved business and I loved wheeling and dealing. At the time, I was working within purchasing for the hotel, and I was buying and doing deals all the time, and I loved that element as well as working with people. So she recommended to me, a lady called Margaret Noon, that's many, many years ago, recommended that I look at the recruitment industry, and she was right. So I started in it. Wasn't a very successful start, Jerry. It took me a little while to get going, but after 6 months the penny dropped, and since then I haven't looked back. It's been a fantastic industry, and our purpose every day when we go to work, helping people to get jobs, is a pretty special thing to do every day. And on the other side of the table, you're helping employers find people. So that's also can be an awful headache for employers to find the right people. So we've got a lovely sense of purpose every day when we do go to work.
And Grafton, I see mentioned in your background there, famous recruiting name. But then you came to Osborne in 2009. You've been general manager there, MD. And now you're the CEO owner since 2013.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Was the founder still there? You know, the name Osborne.
Yes and no. So it's a long story, but the founder was a lady called Leslie Osborne, and she started the company in 1996. Mm. And with lifestyle changes, then her husband took over the business, and she stepped away from the business. They made a choice to move away. And when I came back to work, back to Osborne, I went on maternity leave. And when I came back into Osborne in January 2013, we were coming out of recession. There was a number of issues. There was a number of things I had also been honest and true. I had been headhunted for quite a significant role with a very large multinational company. But I found it very difficult to make the decision to step away from the team I had recruited. And I love what I do within the recruitment and our industry. So I made the decision to take over the company, and I manoeuvred to take over effectively would be the terminology. And on April Fool's Day, 2013, I took over the company as owner. So and I haven't looked back since. So we had a difficult 12 months.
Gone for the last day in March or the 2nd of April or something like that. You're not superstitious, so.
No. I think black cats are lucky. I don't know about walking under ladders, but black cats are lucky. The number 13 is lucky. And April Fool's Day, so far in Touchwood, that's been very lucky too.
It certainly has for you. I want to take a short break. We're talking to Seana McManus. She is the president of Drogheda Chamber, and we're going to find out more about her after the break.
Late Lunch with Blackstone Motors Drogheda.
Dreaming of a new Dacia? No deposit and free premium pack available on all 182 Duster orders. Avail of rear parking sensors, spare wheel kit, boot liner and free road tax for 1 year. See blackstonemotors.ie or call 041 983 1100.
She's only the third ever woman to be president of Drogheda Chamber. She's a CEO and owner of Osborne, and she's with me today on Late Lunch, Seana McManus. I've been reading about you extensively with you coming here and a few articles you've contributed to and interviews you've done over the years, and I've picked out little bits and pieces of that.
Don't hang me now, Jerry, will you not?
I'm honestly not. I really am not. You've said about your likes and dislikes in terms of business, and things you really dislike are the likes of negative attitudes, dishonesty, complacency, sense of entitlement and a lack of passion. Now, there's quite a few there. Those things definitely drive you mad. Do you ever think of or try to understand why people, you know, have some of these traits?
Absolutely, yeah. And managing people for quite a number of years as well, over the last number of years, we've seen it, you know. And why it happens, I don't know. It can be how people are trained at work. It can be stuff that happens in life, that people get bogged down with life and things become negative. They can't see the wood from the trees. Complacency is something totally different, in my opinion, you know, and it's what we're trying to do. It's certainly what I'm trying to do with my own children at the moment is teach them the right work ethics, teach them and the sense of entitlement, between complacency and entitlement, not to have that sense of entitlement, not to be complacent about stuff, have a good work ethic, get out there and earn your own way. That's hard in today's, especially being a busy working mom. It's hard because, you know, you have to set your life up in a certain way that everything works for me to get out to work every day and achieve what I need to achieve, and making sure that I'm teaching my children those lessons. But I think it comes from a mix of places, Jerry.
But can be worked on. Can you work on people? Like lack of passion. Like I was watching a documentary the other night on television about Bill Shankly, the former Liverpool manager.
Yes,
and they showed footage of him. And he said the biggest thing for him in life, and like he was such a successful manager of a football team, a great club, was somebody who hadn't got the passion. He said, you must have that passion every day. Would you agree with that?
Totally and utterly. If you don't love what you do, if you don't have a passion for what you're doing or a purpose in it, there's no point. I mean, there is a point, obviously, you'll do it to a certain level, but you'll never excel at it and you will never be your best, I don't believe. So you have to really have a passion for what you're doing to be your absolute best. If you don't, I don't know that it's really going to be that full success. It might end up being, you know, if you think of somebody at work and if they don't have a passion with their job or the industry they're in, well, they'll get through the week and they'll do a good job and they'll get paid, but that'll be it when they go home. Potentially that'll be it when they go home. Whereas for me, you know what they say, if you love what you do, it's not really a job, it's part of your life. For me, everything blends together in what I do. I love business, I love recruitment, I love my children first and my family, and the whole thing blends in one big mash in my life, you know, and that's fantastic. But you have to have that passion to be able to do it. And we've seen that through the years in terms of, even in terms of leadership and how to motivate people. It's very difficult to motivate people at work or even in their personal lives. If they're down or life is not going well, it's very hard to motivate people if they don't don't have something they love to focus in on and to hook into, that's very difficult.
So if you're not passionate, you should just sling your hook and go look for something that does make your...
Well, maybe don't sling the hook too quick, right? But definitely start to look at what is it that you love?
Okay.
What do you love? What do you love doing? And get involved in that, whether that's in your personal life, your work life, your hobbies, you know, your sports, whatever that is. Yeah.
You're passionate, I know, about development on a personal basis, a professional basis, and continuous learning. Is that for anyone of any age? It's never too late?
It's never, ever too late. Never, ever too late. And yes, it is for everyone and anyone. You know, we've all heard of IQ, our intelligence levels. We've heard over the last couple of years about EQ, the emotional intelligence levels. There's now LQ, and that's the learning quotient. And that's all about the workplace now and the future and how we all evolve as humans in the future. And that's all around learning and being agile to learn. Now, academics will know a hell of a lot more than this about me. I just have an interest and I read on it. But for me, within Osborne and our business even, learning, continuous learning is so important for innovation, for self-motivation. Motivation, just to learn new things and not get bored. It's just that simple. It's so important. Whether that's a course at the weekends, that's a hobby, whether it's a certificate, whether it's joining up or signing up to a SkillNet one-day course that we have running from the Chamber, which I'll plug there now as well, because obviously that's aligned with everything that we're doing from the Chamber and myself as well in terms of the SkillNet and training. It's very, very important, right through to people doing their you know, CIPDs, their ACCAs, their qualifications, their MBAs, all of that.
I picked up something you said a little earlier on. You replied to me on something, and I take it that you're a haggler, that you haggle. Are you someone who always does that in everything in life?
Not in everything, no. Sometimes I'd be a bit too embarrassed to do that now, Gerry, in all fairness. I don't think I'd go downtown and haggle over a lovely dress in River Island or something like that, no. But certainly I would in a business deal, for sure, definitely. You know, if I was at a market, yeah, I probably would. I don't know why I would behave differently in a shop versus a market, etc. But maybe they're just, you know, things you do or that I've learned. But I do like to get a good deal. Yeah, I do like to get a good deal and a good bargain.
My late mum, Mary, she used to haggle with the fishmonger.
All right.
And she'd love and come home and say, I got a couple of pence off that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
she had that in her nature. And I think it was of the time as well. No, I just
And everyone loves a good deal,
yes,
you know? Yeah, everybody loves a good deal. But equally, then you want the person on the receiving side to feel like they haven't been hard done by either, you know? Little balance of both. Is good.
Are you a risk taker?
Yeah, a cautious risk taker, definitely risk taker. And I love a bit of risk and, you know, a bit of living on the edge seat of your pants, that type of thing. But certainly it will always, it's kind of contradictory, but I do take cautious risk. I like to sit down, think about it. I won't jump into something straight away. My gut feeling is always usually right, touch wood. But I do like risk. I like challenges. I like projects. I like things to grow and develop and be dynamic with stuff, for sure. Yeah. But I do it cautiously. And, you know, I suppose coming out of recession for all business owners, we all learned a lot of lessons in the recession. For me, the age it was, the experience I had at that time, it was the first time I'd ever seen a recession, really. Learned a hell of a lot. I never want to sit in that seat again. Never. Making, you know, redundancies, closing operations, you know. So you have to, I take business decisions carefully, but I like to make them all the same. And I do like a bit of risk.
You took some risk when you took Osborne, I have to say,
sure
in 2013.
I did, and it was absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
But I knew it in my heart and soul, Gerry, and I knew with the people that were around me and my team, I knew we could do it. I could see clearly what we had to do to pull it out of. Now, I had a few curveballs, mind you. 2 months in, we had some massive curveballs I did not expect. But between us, we manoeuvred it just step by step, keeping calm. We got through it. And we went from being 5 people and a 1 million turnover then to today being close to an 8 million turnover, I'd say, this year. We have 36 staff. We've 3 locations and we're all going well. We're about to open up in Toronto in September and open a 4th operation in Ireland as well come September, October. So
what a great
step by step
new story that is. Congratulations
Thanks
to you
Gerry.
On that. Before we finish, I'm waving my magic wand on Late Lunch this afternoon. I'm saying, Seanan McManus, today you have one executive decision you can make in this country and it will be implemented as a law for business. What change would you make that would facilitate better business? What do you need today in a business sense to make it better?
Honestly, just with it, on spur of the moment thought, without giving it any deeper consideration, there's many things I would do. But I think one of them, to keep us all up to speed and moving ahead and at the pace that we need to. I think some businesses are being left behind. I think learning, development and development of employees should be should be legal, should be law nearly, in terms of developing people, making sure businesses are ready for the future, and making sure people are ready for the future, job ready, and that our employment figures continue to, our unemployment figures continue to reduce, and our employment figures continue to grow over time. The skill sets that's developing right now, they're developing so quickly that if we don't stay ahead of that, there will be people who will be unskilled for the workplace in the future. So I think employers should be really on top of that right now. I know at a national level, you know, the things like SkillNet nationally is a fantastic initiative, and it's government funded training for all employers to take benefit from. Stuff like that really needs to be driven out, I believe, in order to make sure that we have a really sustainable workforce and an economy for the future.
Can I say the Chamber are in good hands?
Thank you.
Good luck for the duration of your presidency there, and with Osborne, of course, as well. Thank you for joining us. And I just want to tell listeners that in conjunction with Shona, we're going to introduce a new business, a focus on business, on Late Lunch from September. And I'm looking forward to that myself, to working with you. But for the moment, Shona McManus, President, Drogheda Chamber. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Gerry.
The Late Lunch with Blackstone Motors Drogheda.
Special offer alert, no deposit, and avail of a free premium pack with any 182 Dacia Duster ordered from July 16th. Buy with peace of mind from the dealer of the year. Visit blackstonemotors.ie for more information.